four.
What have you guys accomplished as of late in these recent practices?
No, it's good. And we had a little bit of live work, more with the twos and threes today. Last week's scrimmage was really good for us. And you guys are mostly guys around town. But, yeah, it was good. I thought after watching the film, I mean, it's going to be give and take, offense versus defense. I think defense probably got the better of the day today, but on Friday was the offense, and so it's kind of been back and forth. And I liked the leadership from the teams taking over. So it's everything's looking good, and just got to keep working. We've got to take advantage of the last few practices that we have.
How do you see Jake performing in this spring? Or is there a way to, with someone like him who's already had so much game experience, can he progress in a spring ball like that?
He has, yeah, and he's done some really good things. I think the hard part is not having consistency with like Chase and you know, we tried so many different lineups with the receivers, and so but I think all the reads, everything that he's doing, he knows what he's doing. He's a veteran, and so that's comfortable having him there and to focus on the other guys, make sure that they got the right steps, and then he's coaching the other two, so that works out for us too. But I've been really pleased with the way Jake's progressed this spring, and since the bowl game, I think he's done some really good things. I'm looking forward to, you know, him improving this year and being a better quarterback for us. He's been great, but we've got to keep pushing him along. And I think A-Rod and Matt's done a great job prepping him for that.
What do you think of his knowledge of the playbook? I mean, you've been around Zach and Jaren. Like, how does he compare to guys like that you've seen in the past?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a great football IQ. So I think he's right in – I mean, he belongs in the room. He knows what he's doing, and he's a great leader for us. So we've also done some new things, and I think that – things that fit his strengths and what he can do as a quarterback, his style and where we think we can put him at the best position to have success throwing the ball and running. So I think he's done a really good job, and I'm really excited about what we're seeing right now.
You've had a couple of players the last several years, including this year, I guess, who you recruited them out of high school and then they opt somewhere else before you try to get them on the bounce back. When those conversations happen and they eventually sort of commit to another school and whatnot, how do you keep that relationship to where they feel comfortable coming back?
Well, I think the goal is for us to get it right the first time, you know, but a lot of things have changed, especially with us being in the Big 12 and things like that. So with some of the guys have done it in the past, I think for me it's never been, you know, about us. It's been about the recruit. So we want to make sure that he and his family make the best decision for himself. But I want a guy that wants to be here. You know what I mean? So, but we're going to be kind and good to everyone that we recruit. And, you know, with everything that's happening in college football, you probably won't see a lot of movement as much as it was before. And hopefully for us, you'll see us get it right the first time and bring them in and you know, kind of develop them into the player that we know they can be here.
I'd ask about Josh Singh. He's, you know, rotation guy last year. Now he's, you know, a lot of those guys left, and now the new guys have come in. We haven't talked a lot about him. What does he bring to this team? He's been around the program for a while.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of our best leaders and just all about – he's always been about the team. And so, you know, he's been able to teach the guys that have come through and younger guys and even newcomers that don't know the scheme. He's able to put extra time in there. And so I've been really thankful that Josh has been with us for a long time and he's been bought in. I mean, he's all BYU. So, you know, he did some really good things for us last year. I think he's done some really good things this spring. And he's earning more and more trust from Jay and myself and Sione. So I think he, you know, we'll see if he can take the next step. But it's going to be a lot of competition at that position. But he knows that. We know that. And I think it helps everybody get better.
The trend in college football is moving away from spring games. Your Big 12 colleague, Coach Prime, wants to actually play another opponent. Would you like something like that maybe down the road in future years, getting evolving college football to where spring ball, you know, lining up against someone else? Would you like that?
I think it's a cool idea. I mean, I didn't even know that you could do that. So, if we'd have known that earlier, you know, but I think we've kind of tried to use the practices, you know, rather than using it, being in the game, try to use the practices the right way, get our team ready for the off season going to summer. I think everybody's doing that now with probably the adjustment that we have to make in rosters. And so, I still think that having something like that would be really cool in spring. Kind of a cool change up.
How do you feel health-wise with this team? You guys coming out pretty clean so far with health?
Yeah, I mean, the guys are banged up because that's going to happen when you go live and And like I said, we did a lot of live work and tackling with our ones throughout spring. We're done with that with the ones now, but we're still continuing with the twos and threes. So we just got to get better at football. So there's guys that are banged up, but it's okay. They'll have a long time to recover.
No season-ending injuries, though, from spring?
No, I mean, not anything that comes. Brett, do we have anything? Not that I know of. So not that we can come out officially with. Yeah, so.
Related to the scrimmage, what were some of the takeaways after seeing the film from that?
Yeah, I think we have, I mean, we have players making some big-time plays. So, so a lot of young guys doing that. And you know, I think they're taking advantage of their reps. And so it's exactly where I want us to be as a team. But we got to keep pushing along. I mean, can't get complacent or think that we've arrived. We got a long ways to go. So this last week's going to be important for us and what we want to get going before we get that gain momentum before we get to the off season.
Have you seen any hints of complacency on the heels of a successful year that you should bring that up?
No, I mean, I think the guys, the leaders are taking over it. I don't see a lot of complacency, but you have to always warn about it. You know, like I said, nobody knew about us last year, and now they kind of know a little bit more, but we still have to play with a chip on our shoulder and still have to prepare like we've got nothing that nobody's on our side. So, I mean, whether that's manufactured or if it's real, I really don't care. These guys just now know that they've got to go out there and prove themselves every day. And they've done that in spring, and they've had great great attitudes. And so I'm not seeing anything. I don't say that because there's complacency. I just think that I'm just going to keep saying it, warn us about, you know, entitlement, and got to keep warning about pride. That's always that's proven in the scriptures, and it's going to be true in football too. So got to stay humble. Got to stay humble and hungry, and that's I'm always going to preach that.
How do you feel about the depth in the trenches, defensive line, offensive line? How deep do you guys go in those spots?
Yeah, I feel really good about it. More importantly, I trust the coaches that are in those positions. So TJ's done a great job with the O-line. He has amazing people that work with him. And then, you know, looking at what Sione and K-Pop do with the D-line, they do a great job there. And it doesn't hurt to have guys like Gary and Chad involved too. So we have a good group and a good group of leaders and coaches too. So we just got to keep working, all of us. Yeah. Yeah, he's done good. I mean, like I said, I think he's been a little bit limited because he got banged up. But that's got to get banged up. That's, you know, got to get some live work. And so we just got to keep working towards it. But he'll be fine. By the time we get back, the guys get a break after this week for finals, and then get a little bit of break that they have in spring. And then we get back to work in May. And away we go. And fall camp's right around the corner. So. He's going to be ready. All the guys are going to be ready. Even guys that are banged up now, they'll be fine.
You making an alumni game appearance back, come back?
No, I think the one play was enough. Yeah, I mean, it was a I think I caught the shovel for about a yard, and that's about my average. So I'm going to stick to that. I'm not even going to wear cleats or anything like that. So we'll just let the old timers that are brave enough to do it, let them have their spot in the spotlight.
How fun is it? I mean, that's.
Yeah, I just love seeing everybody there and just being in the stadium. You know, that's going to be – just being in the stadium and having everybody, all the alumni back, that's going to be – that's the best part of it. Not really the game or the score, but it doesn't hurt that they can play some football too. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.